Nowadays, China is certainly the single most influential foreign actor in Africa, although this is still ignored by many people in the United States and also in Europe. Cheap products from China of a reasonable quality are flooding African markets. Chinese companies dominate the construction sector, especially in many of the poorer African regions. Roads, railways, hospitals, power plants, and harbors are built by Chinese companies, usually with their own well-trained Chinese workforce. All these costs money, lots of money, and consequently, several African countries are now more or less dependent on loans from China, even for paying back their own debts. I would say they are now in a debt spiral from which it will be difficult to escape, although China recently also started to forgive some of its debts. Altogether, this makes a growing number of African countries very much dependent on China, and this gives China an easy access to Africa's vast natural resources.
Between 2011 and 2015, China financed more than 200 young African political leaders. In 2015, the program expanded when China said it would host 1,000 young African political leaders by 2018. The Office of Chinese Language Council International manages overseas Chinese language learning Confucius institutes, including 61 in Africa. The institute's scholarships have contributed to the number of African students studying in China growing 26 folds in 12 years, and now there are more African students in Africa than in the United States. From a strategic point of view, what is China trying to achieve from this soft power influence in Africa?
This is a very clever approach by the Chinese. China seeks to build a lasting relationship with African countries, and this including through with the country's elites. As the United States perfectly knows, many things are much easier if we have a personal connection, a personal relationship with those in charge. And part of this China soft power is also that they are deploying hundreds and thousands of Chinese health personnel to Africa, winning somehow hearts and minds. Nevertheless, I would like to stress, learning the Chinese language is a real challenge also for the African students. And while many of the candidates for studies abroad in European countries or in the United States have at least basic skills in English or French, with regards to Chinese, most of them start from scratch.
According to U.S. Foreign Affairs Committee, China revealed plans to allocate $6.6 billion to fund the expansion of Chinese state media in Africa. But the external propaganda budget is now approximately $10 billion. In 2018, Ugandan authorities enlisted Chinese company Huawei technicians to assist them in penetrating the digital communications of Bobi Wine, an opposition member of the parliament who was running against President Museveni in 2021, which led to the arrest of Mr. Wine and dozens of his supporters. What do you make of China's surveillance and media influence in sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, two answers. First, media. China seeks to shape also the mindset of the population in a pro-China way. This should help to establish a positive environment for Chinese investments and also for the many Chinese working nowadays in the respective African countries. Surveillance. China usually supports the governments in charge and doesn't question them. And they help their partners to stay in charge. This includes their contribution in the background to surveillance in the cyberspace, something they are really, really good in. Huawei is the leading company creating Africa's IT structure, and this is certainly a major advantage for any kind of electronic surveillance.